This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Yesterday, the Chicago Board of Education narrowly voted to keep police officers in public schools, rejecting the demands of activists and some politicians to cancel a contract with the police department. It was a controversial vote that came after a long, emotional meeting. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp is here to walk us through yesterday's events. Sarah, first, can you give us a little context how this vote came about?
Students have been organizing for a long time on this issue. They say that they feel unsafe when they see police and that it contributes to the school-to-prison pipeline, and that Black and Latino students are disproportionately subjected to negative police interactions. Then, in the wake of the George Floyd police killing and protests calling for policing to be transformed, the calls to remove police from schools really ramped up. Yet still, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and CPS CEO Janice Jackson support keeping the program and letting local school councils decide whether their schools have police assigned to them. But two board members, Elizabeth Todd Breland and Amy Rome, succeeded in adding an agenda item to get rid of cops to the board agenda yesterday. This is very unusual. There's almost never anything on the agenda that isn't supported by district leadership. Here is Elizabeth Todd Breland explaining why she introduced this item.
I'm a Black mother. I'm a resident of the South Side of Chicago. I'm a former LSC member. I'm a former high school college counselor and a historian and an education researcher who studies race and education in Chicago. And in all of these roles, I am clear that police do not belong in schools.
Students and activists were following this closely. They had a lot to say. Can you tell us about the events leading up to the vote?
Well, there were two protests going on simultaneously to the Board of Education meeting. One was in front of Board President Miguel Devalier's home, and the other one was outside CPS headquarters downtown. Some of the street protests was even piped into the board meeting during the public comment. So as the kids called in to make their public comment, you could hear them chanting in the background. They did a mic check where they did a call and response. Also, 13 aldermen made statements, with 8 supporting the removal of police from schools and 5 against it. This also is pretty unusual. Sometimes aldermen will come to the board meeting to advocate for something in their ward, but this coordinated effort of aldermen has not happened, I don't think, ever before. Some of the aldermen talked about how the police department was under a federal consent decree because of a pattern of civil rights violations, and they said that they shouldn't be trusted to be in the schools. But others said that they worried about outsiders coming into the school and doing harm to students, and they wanted police to stay in schools.
In the end, 4 Board of Education members voted to keep police in schools. Why?
For one, the board members heard from Chicago Public School officials that the number of times police are involved in incidents in schools has dropped dramatically. And this came about because of changes that have been made over a number of years. But there are also some important changes made just last year where police training was increased and the roles and responsibilities of police officers in schools were clarified. So there's been this constant call that police should not be involved in typical school discipline issues, and that's really sort of been differentiated these days. Also, the fact that the local school councils get to vote on whether police are in their schools was very compelling to board members, but most of the board members said that it was really just an issue of safety to them. Board member Dwayne Trust is a community activist from Austin on the West Side. He said his community has a lot of violence and police help make the schools sanctuaries. Also, the board president talked about how he was beat up in his school by gang members and how he wishes police were around to assist him.
That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.